It's a new year and a new you. And this week we're talking about how we can offer our bodies as living sacrifices to the Lord. Yesterday we talked about how we can use our ears to listen to people, to listen to God's word. Well, today I want to talk about the opposite. How can you use your mouth to serve God and to serve others? I know that so many of you have a certain peace in your heart because you know Jesus. And you know the hope that you have in him because of forgiveness and because of his love, because he has opened the doors of heaven to you. Well, here's my challenge to you this year. How many people can you share that good news with? Now, I know a lot of you might think this is a really scary and intimidating thing. Maybe you've done something a little easier before. Maybe you just said, hey, come check out my church. Or maybe you've shared some of these devotional videos with people. That's all awesome stuff. But I'm challenging you to actually tell people what Jesus has done, to witness. Even though that may be scary or intimidating, or you might not know what to say or what to do, no problem. It can be very simple. Sometimes I tell my students, if you can draw four things, you can witness to anybody. And let me show you what I mean. If you can draw these four things, a stick person, a cross, and two arrows, then you'll be just fine. This is a commonly used illustration, and here's what it tells us. Everything that I've done in my life, all my shame, all my guilt, everything I've done wrong, as God would say, my sin, it's all gone over to Jesus at the cross. And he paid for it all. And his perfect life, his forgiveness, his payment, his victory, his everything, it all came over to me. As some people say, this is God's great exchange. If you can draw these four things, you can tell the entire plan of salvation and what the Bible is really all about. This year, I want you to think about serving God with your mouth. Give people praise, give them encouragement, compliments, build them up. But most important, how can you find ways to tell people the greatest news of all time? They have a Savior in Jesus Christ our Lord.